بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون Or you who believe the fasts have been enjoined upon you as they were enjoined upon those before you so that you may adopt taqwa. The fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are towards the end of Sha'aban. Ramadan is not so far away. The ulama have mentioned, they have stated that however we spend the whole week depends on how we spend the day of Jumu'ah. The day of Jumu'ah is good, the whole week will be good. If we spend the day of Jumu'ah in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then through the barakah of spending Friday in the obedience of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to remain steadfast throughout the whole of the week. That is why on a Friday we should pay special attention to the fact of spending this day properly in the manner it ought to be spent in. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. And similarly, how we spend the whole year depends on how we spend the month of Ramadan. So if my Friday is good, my whole week will be good. And if my Ramadan is good, my whole year, inshallah, will become fruitful and become beneficial. We'll witness positive effects throughout the whole of the year. Allah Pak will grant us ability, tawfiq, strength, and the divine ability to carry out good deeds and remain and refrain from sins if we try our best in the month of Ramadan. So seeking the pleasure of Allah in the next 11 months after Ramadan will become easy. And it has a knock-on effect. The knock-on effect basically means that if I spend Ramadan good, the next 11 months will also be good. Then come the next Ramadan, if I spend that good, then the next 11 months will also be good. And this continues. The knock-on effect, then my whole life will become good. And it's as though, you know, the true Eid will then be the day a person dies. You know, the true happiness that he feels. Eid, it means returning. So what does it mean by returning of what? Happiness returning back to a person. Ada ya'udu. So something to return back. So here it is a happiness which returns back to a person. And true happiness will be experienced at the time of death of a true believer because he spent his life in conformity to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when a person will leave from this world, and Allah make it sweet for all of us, we'll leave with good iman, husn khatima, a beautiful death, a beautiful ending, a beautiful departure to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the goal, my dear friends. The whole maqsad of life is the pleasure of Allah. Not to become a millionaire, not to have, you know, become the most famous person, not to have the most influence upon anyone. This is not the maqsad. The prime maqsad of life is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to keep on reminding ourselves in everything. If I'm working, seek the pleasure of Allah. If I'm studying, seek the pleasure of Allah. Any action that I am doing, big or small, seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will become worship for a person. You know, one alim al-deen was mentioning yesterday that when I come to the masjid, look how easy it is to seek the pleasure of Allah, get reward. When I come to the masjid to pray salah, I come in my car, as an example. So I can park my car anyhow and just come inside the masjid and get good deeds by praying salah, sitting in bayan. It's all fine and well. But if I come to the masjid and I park my car in such a way, with niyat and qasd, with deliberation, I look, where can I park my car in such a way that I don't give obstruction to anybody else? I don't hurt anyone. I'm not blocking anyone. I'm not, you know, blocking the route of anybody. If an ambulance has to come in emergency, it can make its way through. I'm not causing any sort of distraction for anybody. Then you plan carefully, you make niyat, you make preparation, then you park your car accordingly. Then you come to the masjid. The alim al-deen was saying, even for parking your car, you'll get rewarded. This is Islam. Even for parking your car, you'll get rewarded if you make the niyat and qasd of not to give takleef to anybody. So it's so easy to earn rewards for a person. So life will be such that when we value the day of Friday, the whole week will be good. We value the month of Ramadan, the whole year will be good. Knock on effect, every year, every month, every year, every month. Until death will come, the true happiness will acquire. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. Or the content soul, نفس مطمئنة, return to your Rabb in a state that you are pleased with him, radiyatan, you pleased with Allah, maradhiya, and he is pleased with you. This is the goal of life, seeking the pleasure of Allah so that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. Ibtigha'a wajhillah, ibtigha'a wajhillah, wa ridwanun min Allahi akbar. This is the greatest achievement, to acquire the pleasure of Allah. The group that acquired this in this dunya was the Sahaba Ikram, radiyallahu anhum. Allah is happy and pleased with them. Waradu an, they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and you, our struggle to the last breath is to search for this pleasure of Allah. So right at the end of a person's life, he gets this with determination and conviction. And with the surety, Allah Pak will say to him, Radiyatan marziya, come out of this body now. You've utilized this body for so much good and so much struggle and so much hardship for the sake of Allah. So much fasting, so much, you know, nafil sadaqah, zakat and taraweeh, and so much dua, and so much gesture, and so much da'wah you gave. Now you've worn torn this body. Let the body go inside the qabr, and you, O soul, come out of here, radiyat and marziya, happy with the fact that you are pleased with Allah, and know that the fact that Allah Pak is pleased with you, and enter inside, fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter amongst my chosen servants, nabiyyin, siddiqeen, shuhada, salihin, wadkhuli jannati, and enter inside my jannat. So this should be the ultimate gain of a believer, that I want to seek the pleasure of Allah. My dear friend, sitting down with your wife, even eating food together, you can seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going to sleep in the night, you can seek the pleasure of Allah. Sleep in the manner which Rasulullah has taught us to sleep sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every action, the indirect worships, meaning the practices which Rasulullah has taught us from sunnah, make them fruitful by applying the sunnah method inside them. Allah give all of us tawfiq. Now, the question here is, how do we value the month of Ramadan? How do we value the month of Ramadan? If there's 29 days of Sha'ban, and there's a high chance there could be, then this time next week is 29th of Sha'ban, and after Maghrib will be Ramadan. So this time, next week, Sunday, after Isha is Taraweeh, if it's 29 days. If it's 30 days, then it'll be on a Monday. Allah Pak make it easy for all of us. So we have a week left. So how do we value the month of Ramadan so that we don't waste a single moment of this blessed, precious month? A wonderful Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Durasa mentions, Dan Barakatuhum, wasting precious moments of life in the form of either disobedience to Allah, or la ya'ani means futile activities. You just got nothing to do, so I'll just start, you know, going on the YouTube. I've got nothing to do, I'll just start surfing the net. You've got nothing planned in your mind. You just clicked on Facebook. You haven't planned to see something or to buy something. Oh, I've got free time to kill. Click YouTube, click, you know, Facebook, click Snapchat. There's no intention behind what you are doing. Where will that lead a person eventually? La ya'ni, one end of it is on the jais and the second end is on najais. Eventually you'll start looking at indecent images, you'll begin to waste time, you'll begin to do sins without even realizing. Why? Because you didn't have the power within your thumb to stop yourself from clicking that button. So when a person is alert and conscious, he will know not to waste time. Every so often you serve, you know, just to, you're watching the news or you're watching something or you're learning about something. It's different. But having a deliberate habit all the time, just, you know, wanting to surf the internet, wanting to just browse on videos and just waste time, you know, ample time goes to waste. So this is the greatest loss of a mu'min, our hadith says, that a believer can occur. Therefore, in order to save ourselves from this loss, we need to monitor ourselves to make sure we do not engage in any disobediences to Allah. Oh, la ya'ani, this is the golden rule which we need to hold fast to throughout our life, but it becomes all the more important during the blessed moment of Ramadan. Ramadan is only 30 days, my dear friends. The Quran mentions ayyama ma'dudat. It's a few days. Ayyaman ma'dudat. Gine chune chand din hai. So Allah Pak psychologically is training our minds, our psyche to understand. It's only a few days. It's going to come and it's going to go. Ayyama ma'dudat. So 365 days in a year, 30 days you take out, it's small in comparison to 365 days. So the days will come, the days will go. So whether you will make it fruitful or not, that depends upon your endeavors and your mindset. So if a person gets ready now, I've got a week left for the most important month of the year, The mountain which Shaitan is locked, the mountain which Jahannam is locked, the mountain which Jannat is open, the mountain which Allah's Rahmat is so great, the first 10 days of Rahmat, middle 10 days of Maghfirat, last 10 days of emancipation from hellfire. If a person mentally prepares himself, then he can make out, he can benefit from this time, and he'll be able to hold fast throughout the month of Ramadan, making sure that he values the important time and the precious moments of Ramadan. Therefore, so in order to do this, our Hazrat mentioned by saying, so we start now, inshallah. Everyone say inshallah. We start now. Stay in good company and good environment. Yeah? Stay in good company, good environment. Number two, abstain from bad company and bad environment. So just like a good friend has effect upon you, a good environment has effect upon you. Just like a bad friend has bad effect upon you, a bad environment has a bad effect upon a person also. So company and environment are the two factors that influence a person the most. If you have a good friend, he'll help you come to the masjid. Good environment, look, we're in a good environment right now. All of us, mashallah, we're doing a good deed. We're listening and talking about deen. This is a good environment. If I wasn't in the masjid, maybe we won't have a chance to listen. If I was in a bad environment, then I won't get the chance to listen to deen. So these are the things that influence a person's life the most. So if we adopt good company, my dear friends, and remain in good environment, what will happen? We will be inclined to do good and become good. Allah Ta'ala give us all realization. So when I'm in this environment, I won't want to watch a movie. I won't want to listen to music. I won't want to take drugs or alcohol. I'm in a good environment. I just want to do tasbih, talk about deen, pray Quran, make dua, do talib. I want to do something good, pray nafil. Why? Because environment affects a person. So the most influential thing is environment and company. And if I'm in a good company with good friends around me, they'll encourage me to do good. When you're with good people, you won't take drugs in the car driving to somewhere. When you're with good people, you won't put music on the radio in the car. When you're with good people, you won't begin to swear and curse. No. When you're with bad people, let's take some drugs. You know, let's listen to music. Let's go to a club. Let's go and see this girl. Bad company has bad effect upon a person. Good company will change you for the better. And this is what Ramadan will help us to do, inshallah. So what we need to do, number one, is if a person hasn't got good company, then the golden rule ulama have said is endeavor to mix less with the people. Just make it upon yourself, I'm not going to mix with the people. I'm going to stay away from the people until I find good company. And then this will help a person become a better Muslim. Al-Jaleesu Salihu Khayru Min Al-Wahda. Rasulullah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a good company is better than staying alone. وَالْوَحْدَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ جَلِيسِ السُّوءِ. And staying alone is better than bad company. So good company is better than being alone. And being alone is better than bad company. Because of the effect it has upon a person. Allah Ta'ala give us realization. So again, it should be borne in mind, what Hazrat mentions here, saying, Dhammad Barakatuhum, it should be borne in mind that activities on the mobile phone and other electronic devices, such as conversing with people via calls or text, communicating through messaging apps, scrolling through different social media platforms, watching videos, listening to audios, reading articles, e-books, are all somewhat equivalent to company. Unfortunately, many of us, these devices become a means of bad company or bad environment, and we waste precious moments of our lives and often disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we should be very mindful in this regard, and avoid unnecessary usage of the mobile phone and other electronic devices, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And more so during the nights. Make a routine in Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala mujibi himmat de sabko. After Tarawih, mobile phone switched off. Just try. Let's make this resolution. Inshallah, I will try. All of us will try. Inshallah, is that after Tarawih, you set your alarm on. Okay, put your alarm on for Sahri or Tahajjud time. Switch off the mobile phone and say, I don't need it. I'm not going to listen to a bayan or nasheed or Quran. I've had all day to do that. Don't let shaitan put a whisper in your mind. Oh, you're going to listen to a bayan now. No, you're not listening to a bayan. It'll start off with a bayan, but you'll end up watching football, or but Allah maaf karima, end up going somewhere else. So the nights are very, very important. If it's really urgent, then do what you have to do, then switch it off. But the truth is, life, there is no urgency after Tarawih. The nafs will tell you, nah, there's something to do. A sheikh will be doing a bayah. No, sheikh, listen to sheikh after Fajr. You understand? So if you try to make your mindset in such a way, okay, I can overcome this, then you'll overcome it. It might be difficult, one, two nights, because we're so used to it. We're so used to it, mushkil hai. Then you know, you'll understand that the difference. I'll give you my own example. It's not my habit of giving examples of myself, but I'll tell you something. Yesterday we went to a bayan in Bradford. Sheikh Sulaiman Mulla, Dan Barakatum, amazing scholar. Very great scholar, mashallah. You know, great effect in his bayan. So he was mentioning in the bayan, he says, the buzz that I get reading a book at night is the greatest mazah. This is Sheikh saying, the greatest mazah, I'm just in my own loose words, I'm translating what he said, is, he goes, the buzz that I get is falling asleep, reading a book at night, falling asleep with a book on my face, and waking up with a book on my face. He says, you can't experience that buzz that I get. Only if I could put it inside words. I am a so-called alim of deen. People look at me, alim. I've never gone to sleep with a book on my face. Tabaraka, let me try. Let me try. So last night I pulled out a book, Sheikh Zakaria Saab's life in Urdu, Maktubat. Maybe ye kaam shuru karta hoon. I'm just telling you, as your imam, you know, just give you my experience. Karinaman, I held the book. Not even 3 minutes went by. Mujhe neend ka galba aa gaya. After that, I was falling asleep. That's never happened to me. Then I said, ye waqi, this is a great work. Ke shaitan putting me to sleep without reading a book. And then I realized, waqi, imagine the buzz that must be reading a book and the benefit. Why? Because then I'm falling asleep. What does the ulama say? In the company of Sheikh Zakaria Saab, rahmatullahi alayhi. I'm falling asleep in the company of Mawlana Ilyas Saab, rahmatullahi alayhi. I'm reading his life. I'm falling asleep in the company of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. I'm reading his life. So whoever you read about or you're watching or you talking with, you're in their company and you're falling asleep. If I'm on the Facebook and I'm watching videos and I fall asleep, I fell asleep in the company of a Fasik Fajir. Look at the effect. So Shaitan lets you watch that. But you get a book, get Fadaili Amal, Fadaili Sadaqat, and start reading. You try it yourself. 5 minutes won't go by, you'll feel tired, falling asleep. So here, I'm talking about my own experience. It's not my habit to say this. But then I realize there is a hidden secret behind this. That Allah Pak is pleased with that person. And this is a great deed to do before going to sleep. And then when I looked into it, when I woke up, I started thinking about it and reading and researching. Majority of our akabir, the last action they would do is read a book and go to sleep. Hadhrat Ludhianvi rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to read up to 200 to 300 pages and go to sleep. Hadhrat Sheikh Zakaria Saab would go to sleep reading a book. Hadhrat Mawlana Khalid Ahmad Sahar would even go to sleep reading a book. And when they couldn't read a book, when they were falling asleep, they would get a book read next to them at their bedside. Or they would pray Quran and go to sleep. And when they couldn't, they would get people to pray Quran next to them on their bedside. So they're in that company of Quran and pious environment. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Youngsters, you know how you go to sleep. You go to sleep with your mobile, watching, surfing, scrolling, and when you're tired, switch off under your pillow. And you wake up, one eye still closed, and pillow, phone back out, and you start again. So like you go to sleep with the phone, you wake up with the phone. So isliye main keh raha hoon, Allah Pak ne dil mein baat dali, Allah Pak give all of us tawfiq, inshallah, is make a resolution this year. So, you know, change, make habits, change habits. That those who are very addicted to the phone and always on the phone, after Tarawih, switch off. I'll see you at Fajr time. Sab karoge, inshallah. And I guarantee you, you will find more sukoon and more ability to worship Allah in the night. Allah Pak ab sab ko tawfiq ata farmaye. But at the end of the day, we can't trick anybody else. We can trick ourselves. You know, we can fool others. Okay, look, yeah, you know, it's fine. But you can't fool ourselves. If we fool others, we can't fool ourselves. You know the truth, what my mobile can land me into in the middle of the night and in the month of Ramadan. I shouldn't be doing that. Pick up a book. You know, pray, read a book. Get a little bookshelf in your bedroom and learn to read, you know, learn to read. You know, the Sheikh was saying yesterday, you know, that feeling, look at Ajib, he said it in poetry for it, the feeling of, you know this feeling, yes or no, listen carefully. See that feeling? Awaaz aa rahi hai na? Warqa palatne ki? When have you last experienced that in deeni work? Do you understand? That maza that you feel of a, you read an Islamic book or you read something and then you turn the page over and, ah, mashallah, Allah pak mein tawfeeq, next page. This is khatam ho gaya, it's finished. Now just click, 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 click. We haven't experienced reading, writing. Iqra, what's the first word of the Quran that was revealed amongst the thousands and thousands and thousands of words? Allah Pak could have said anything. The first word out of Kalamullah, the what came from Allah of the Quran Sharif was, hey Bolo, Iqra, read. Ummah has been told to read. And we don't read, my dear friends. You don't have to be alim to read. Non-alim read. Rasulullah was Nabiyyul Ummi. He couldn't read. He said to him, Iqra, read. He said, Ma ana biqari'in, I can't read. Jibreel said, Iqra, read. Hadith of Bukhari, Ma ana biqari'in, I can't read. Jibreel said, Iqra, read. He said, Ma ana biqari'in, I can't read. Three times, I can't read. I haven't been to a school. What don't teach? I can't read. Three times, Iqra, Iqra, Iqra. And then he grabbed him and he hugged him and he squeezed him until he felt as though my life would depart from me. And when he let go of me, all the angelic was infused, the angelic qualities were infused into my soul. Then he said, Iqra, Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqa al-insana min alaq, Iqra, wa Rabbuka al-akram, alladhi allama bil qalam, allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. So my dear friends, the ummah who has been told to read, अगर हम नहीं पढ़ेंगे तो क्या होगा? गैर हम से सब कुछ लेंगे. कितने हमारे कुतुब खाने, यू नो हाउ मच हैव बीन बर्न टू द ग्राउंड. बगदाद को देख लो, स्पेन को देख लो. द रिवर्स वर फ्लोइंग ब्लू एंड ब्लैक विद इंक ऑफ द मुस्लिम्स वर्क स्कॉलर्स. इमाम गज़ाली सेज द इंक ऑफ ए स्कॉलर इज वेटियर देन द ब्लड ऑफ द शहीद टू एनकरेज अस टू रीड एंड राइट, बट वी डोंट रीड एंड राइट. सो रमजान इज अ टाइम टू डू लॉट्स ऑफ रीडिंग, एंड इन पर्टिकुलर रमजान में तो फोकस शुड बी रीडिंग ऑन द कुरान शरीफ. And then secondly, focus on reading Quran Tarjuma, Quran Tafsir, Life of Sahaba, Seerat of Rasulullah, some sitting bayanat where there's, you know, book reading, ta'alim halqa, so that it can infuse all these qualities inside. Allah Pak give all of us tawfiq. I don't want to go into too much detail. I wanted to finish this article off, but we'll finish this off. There's 10 points which our Hazrat mentions here. But inshallah, we will mention these 10 points in the Wednesday. Novelki in Juma, Wednesday there will be a bayan taking place on next Friday. Like, actually, the last paragraph here, I want to finish off by saying, therefore, we should be very mindful in this regard and avoid unnecessary usage of the mobile phone and other devices, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan and so more during the nights. If we are unable to engage in ibadat, then we should retire to bed rather than putting ourselves at risk of sin. This was going to happen if I misuse the phone. Sleeping, Hadra mentions the final line, sleeping is a fort that saves us from committing sins. Once you enter into sleep, but you know, guna se, I'll stay awake, I'm more prone to commit sins. Allah Pak give me the tawfiq. Allah Pak give all of us tawfiq. There's 10 guidelines of how to spend Ramadan and what to do, inshallah. These 10, we'll mention them either on a Friday or during the course of the week. Allah Pak give me the tawfiq. الله باقي فولك استوفيك واخر دعوانا هذا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله النبي الأمي وما علينا إلا